Fahim, it is great to talk to you. I know that you have been long involved, both academically and professionally, with the ICT4D digital sector in Bangladesh. So, given that whole experience and you know, and the background that you have, I would like to know from you, what is your what do you think is the general level of awareness, understanding in the civil society, government, and the telecom sector with regard to net neutrality?
So, thank you for that. So, the thing is, when we talk about general awareness, first let me criticize your question, and then I will answer.
Sure.
So, the thing is, like, when we talk about general awareness, it's also very important to know about the general population. The awareness of net neutrality is totally absent. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the users, mm-hmm. who are this so-called 60-something million, I think BDRC, I don't I have
61.28 million. It probably have gone up by now. So it was 2016 right. Estimation. Yeah.
General population per se, and most of them who are young, definitely they also do not have any idea about net neutrality.
That comes to my second question that I've been planning to ask you. I mean, net neutrality, as you know, I mean, as we all know, that generally refers to the principle of non-discrimination. But, you know, we have seen in the past that different telecom are providing free access to certain types of websites. You know, they probably have paid access to one type of websites, and then you have free access to other types of websites. For example, you know, Facebook or Google is being offered free by different telecom operators in Bangladesh. So do you think...
Internet of 4G.
Yeah, right, exactly. And do you think that that kind of violates the principle of net neutrality?
Yeah, that's a disaster. That's a disaster because you are saying something and you're doing something completely different. And I personally looked into or tried to use those free, so-called free services. Those, to me, is a global scam, and just not for Bangladesh, for other countries as well. And as we also talked about right before this interview, India has some very interesting standpoint on this, right, when it comes to internet.org. And when it comes to Bangladesh, this is the case as well. It's actually not that, as far I know, but definitely I cannot support it with hardcore statistics, but as far I my understanding goes, I think internet, that those free services are not that popular as well when it comes to the use. And definitely, when it comes to discrimination stuff, it goes a long way to have a negative impact on our internet usage.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to ask you next. I mean, what do you think is the impact or the implication could be, particularly from the local content and the localization perspective?
It's a whole discriminatory stuff, because first of all, well, who decides on what is free and what's not?
Right.
And how can we, and there is no overseeing like how we are regulated. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying everything should be regulated and stuff, but there has to be some guidelines. Mm-hmm. And what kind of content we are making free, and who decides? Whether or not we are actually promoting or supporting or facilitating or giving some sort of a scaffolding for our local content industry, and are there any kind of benchmarks for that, any kind of frameworks for that? Last time I checked, there is none. Mm-hmm. So if those are not there, then if I am a businessman and it's every right to me that I want to make money with minimum sort of an investment, right? Mm-hmm. And then I will reuse some of the things that I've used in other places as well. And all of our mobile phone operators are international players. And in terms of the content, we do see, I think we see a lot of, you know, reuse of contents from other countries or other societies, mm-hmm. or packaging it rather than customizing it or localizing it or looking for some local solution. So yeah, I think in the long term, it will have a huge impact because we are not supporting our industry. But in the short term, definitely, people are very happy with some free stuff initially. Mm-hmm. And in cases, we will see that they're entertained, they're downloading stuff. But those are not our local content. No.
You were talking about few equity perspective. Do you think, is there any particular government direction to the net neutrality issues?
I cannot say for sure whether the term net neutrality has been used. Particularly any kind of act or policies, but if you look into from a you know, in spirit perspective, definitely the ICT policy that we have, the ICT Act that we have right now, and even the draft that is there for the new cyber law, everywhere, and definitely along with our constitution, definitely the spirit is there that the citizen should have the right to have access to any kind of information without any kind of discrimination, and also their freedom to express. That's my understanding. And if you look into the licensing, and you look into the call for those kind of terms of references for licensing for all the private operators given by BTRC, you will see that definitely BTRC officially encourages local content development.
And equal access as well. Thank you. Thank you so much, Fahim, I mean, for giving us some time. I know just we're trying to do everyday stock-taking exercises with regard to net neutrality.